What's up, guys? It is Blaze. Shut the fuck up! What's up, guys? It is Chris Conklin here. And this is the Oddballs Radio 2, I believe, or 3. I don't know. I'm not keeping count. And I'm joined by these asshole motherfucker. People. I'm joined here by. Say your name, NCIS guy.
Anthony Dukes, right back at you.
All right. Now, Milk Tits over there.
Oh, yeah. Garrett Ackman. How's it going?
And Mr. I Want to Listen to Music During the Podcast over there.
Jonathan Zakshevsky.
Yeah, all right, there he is in all his fucking glory. All right, let's start this. Now, have you guys heard of Flappy Bird? I'm sure everyone in the world has.
I hate that game with a burning passion.
Have you guys played Flappy Bird?
Yep, I beat Chris in it.
Yep,
me and Anthony were of it right now.
Fighting with each other's Chris high score.
I've played it for like two days. That's about it.
Anthony won. We were fighting each other to see who could get the biggest high score. Then we were constantly beating each other. And I cheated once by getting a screenshot online. I thought Anthony did the same. But turns out Anthony's game center didn't update. So I made myself look like a complete ass. And Anthony ended up winning. I ended up deleting it last night.
Good job.
I broke the curse.
I'm proud of you.
Sounds like you.
What I was trying to bring with Flappy Bird is the creator is taking it down soon. He's going to be taking it down.
He's getting sued, right?
He said it's not legal issues, though I don't believe that. I believe Nintendo always have been the people to say, fuck you guys, we're taking this down.
Exactly.
They take down fan work, artwork. They took down every Nintendo Let's Play out there is usually have been taken down by now.
Wow.
Let's try to find one. They're taken down. But recently the creator has said that he can't take it anymore. He can't take it anymore. And he's going to stop with Flappy Bird. Because I think it's the Phil Fish effect. If you guys don't know what Phil Fish is, he's the guy who created Fez. You know, the indie game Fez?
Oh, yeah. I know what that is.
And this Phil Fish guy had a real short temper, a short fuse. And it's been known for a short fuse. And he just blew up one day, at game reviewers, saying, you don't know how hard this is, I like to see you guys fucking try this, I quit, I'm taking the money, and I'm leaving this painful industry. And a lot more indie game developers are doing that. They can't take the heat. It's they go into games thinking it's going to be all fun and games, and they don't realize that it's a hard job out there. If you've seen some behind-the-scenes videos of what game developers do, they work there for, hours on end. They could work there, 19 hours a day working on something. It's brutal. But most indie developers, this guy, I don't know his name. I know he's some, I believe he's Vietnamese. I have to look it up. He's from some country other than here. And basically, he's saying, I give up. I can't take this anymore. What do you guys think, if you're going to go into game developing, you should prepare for the worst because of game reviewers and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
there's definitely going to be those haters out there.
Absolutely. I mean, what is the worst review you've seen for a game?
I've never really looked at the reviews for games.
You've never seen, on IGN, Destructoid?
Nah, I've never really looked for them.
Nah.
Well, I could say mine. I think the worst reviewing game I've seen recently is Aliens Colonial Marines.
Oh, damn. I heard about that game.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one. That one was they just railed and destroyed them in ratings. That was terrible.
I'm so glad. I was about to buy it, too, that day, the day of release. I went to see a review. Everyone was like, this is shit. Throw this out. Burn it. It's like Modern Warfare 3.
Guess what one of them burn said. It. I was looking at the review. One of them said, I wouldn't even wet my own ass with this. I was saying that. I was like, oh my god.
Seems like something, because, seriously, that shouldn't even be used as toilet paper. I guarantee, in Ethiopia, it's like this, it's basically bad games are opposite team Super Bowl paraphernalia. I mean, Ethiopians have Bronco caps, champion Super Bowl caps on right now. Those Ethiopians out there, they're going oh, the Broncos won the Super Bowl.
Wow.
If anyone's seen the game, it was an abomination.
They got destroyed. If they would have just towards the Seahawks would just laid there, did nothing. They would have lost. They would have just the Broncos would have lost. Same
I'm
way.
I'm not even a sports guy, and it was the hardest thing I've watched.
Painful to watch,
sports.
Right?
Yeah, it's hard to watch.
Yeah. I didn't watch it. I listened to
Peyton Manning.
People
oh my
it.
God, people were pissed at him.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh. I loved the freaking, I've been seeing memes of Peyton Manning going like he's on the phone, you know how the cut the lights, he said? It's the, he's on the phone and it's a meme saying, Nosferatu, cut the lights, and it's Nosferatu from SpongeBob.
I love that, yeah.
Nosferatu, who was flickering the lights? The hatch slinging. But yeah, it, like, there's so many memes right now of Peyton. It's the, like, how long did it take for them to get a score? Like, at the end of the game, basically, it took them, the Broncos to get
so
a score.
So long. Yeah. They got the every single time they almost did it, like, eight people come destroyed them instantly. Like, they had no chance.
They were raped!
Right?
Oh, my God.
Do you see the guy that went, that like got tackled and tackled?
Yeah, it's football. I saw the guy who got tackled.
No, yeah, the guy, see the guy got who got run over?
Oh, my God.
What, a car, Garrett?
Did you see the guy who got caught by the football? I said that wrong.
Got caught by the football.
In an tired as shit. I can't speak.
In an alternate universe, it's at football legs running to catch
in
a human.
In Soviet Russia, you don't get you don't catch you. Football. Football catches you.
Oh my God. Perfect slip up. I'm just imagining now like a cartoon football catching a human or catching Peyton. Catching like a mini.
The best.
Yes.
Someone better make this now.
It's gonna be like the those alternate. I would imagine one would be on those alternate universe Twitter accounts. And you seen those where it's like the onion, slicing the human up, or it's the
or like the crayon using the humans as crayons,
or the phone taking a selfie with the girl.
I want someone to send that in our whatever Twitter account, man. Someone
post something like
that.
Fucking post something like that. If you can post something like that. You will get, like, a goddamn... We'll give you a podcast award. And when the website is up, you will get Garrett's Badge of Honor.
Yeah! Nice. I have to make a new Badge of Honor now.
Well, I transitioned to that. Boom. That's how you segue, bitches. All right, boom. We are going to be basically fucking official soon, guys. It's Anthony has the details. Brendan, since he was on the podcast, he's our director of technology now.
Yeah,
he got us a server. He got us a basically
good server.
He knew a guy. He got a server, and
Minecraft
he's coding
server?
Our website.
All right.
He basically said anything I want, I could tell him to make, and we're gonna have a lot of custom official cool stuff. It's gonna be really neat.
I want a big picture of my face on the front screen of our website.
God, no.
Garrett, we don't want to scare our viewers.
Yeah, I seriously don't want them
sorry,
to
viewers.
I don't want them to break their computer monitors.
What the fuck is this?
Going like,
yeah, we're
just,
selling them.
It's like the gun to his head.
What?
Talk, Ant.
Oh, we're selling t-shirts now, too.
You were about to say something.
What?
What?
I'm sorry, what?
What? All right, you know what? No more talking from you. Shut up. All right. But basically, we're going to be having an official website. And this is news. We own the actual domain, oddballsproductions.com. We're official domain.
Awesome.
We have an official website. And we're going to be making some money soon. We have a t-shirt website right now, too. A store, t-shirts. We have a Spreadshirt.com. We have t-shirts up for available. I'll put the link everywhere because basically we have two high quality t-shirts out now. Buy them. I'm going to be making more of whatever we do. Probably some Shadows of the Past stuff just for some swag. Sport that swag. Go to like your school with a t-shirt and say, hey, who's that funny fellow over there? Oh, he bought t-shirts at this awesome people guy.
And don't worry. Me and Chris will be going door-to-door selling t-shirts.
Yes. And I was like, we're going to be door-to-door going like, what will you young men be selling? I love you. Slave's door. <It's> like...
Yes.
We're going to sell t-shirts door-to-door.
That's just hilarious.
But yeah, we have the domain name. Brendan is coding our website. Hopefully he better be coding it now. That's why he can't join us. That's going to be the excuse. And we're actually going to have character pages for the Machinima section. You're gonna be able to click on a character and they're gonna say a quote. It'll cycle through a bunch of quotes like stop clicking me asshole or stop clicking me or go click him or go suck a railroad spike. Wow. Basically you click on him and it's like interactive clicking. Click on the crotch, they'll say something like, oh, hell no. Click on the head, they'll say, ow, my eye, you bitch. And basically just click them. Click and point for days. And, yeah, that it's just, it's pretty cool. We have a full creative freedom with the website. Basically, so
we're
anything
gonna
we can
have fun
do.
With, Chris, with, not you, Chris, other Chris. His,
oh,
quotes,
God.
Man,
oh, God. You're gonna click A in for hours. Just clicking his crotch until he eventually says, like, just it takes his helmet off. It's Snidjo. It's the unlocking Easter egg. He stares right into your eyes passionately and goes like, "I see you. I see you."
He does the hair flip.
Going like, yes. "You've clicked me a total of 100 times."
Sparkles all
means.
Around his face.
It's like, yeah, it, like those like anime lips.
Garrett,
like,
he becomes
the anime lips.
Those
puts
of
the
you
peace
who play
sign
League,
up. It's like a heart appears.
Is.
Yes.
I have no idea what the fuck that is, so elaborate.
Nah, it's fine. People will know.
He's basically this guy. He looks like a gay guy who wears all, like, this cool armor, but it's all about gems with him. He sounds gay as hell, and he's got, like, he's just got the perfect features for a gay guy. Big buff.
Is he actually gay or is
retarded.
He metrosexual?
Pretty gay, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty gay.
It's pretty
They
gay.
Made a skin with him in
oh, yeah.
freaking... Leg pink. Warmers. All pink outfit with leg warmers.
Leg warmers?
Yeah, leg warmers. Oh, leg warmers. Like those, like, you know those things warmers. That people used to work out with on their leg, on their thighs?
Leg warmers? Pink that's leggings. Not good.
Calves. Okay. Sorry, I can't speak today.
Have some pink Uggs.
Yeah, you know?
Pink, yes.
Walking down lane with some pink Uggs, man. Oh, looking good, Tarek. Oh, thank you.
Jesus Christ. But also, another news, I accidentally spilled the beans yesterday. I was having breakfast with my mother. We were having breakfast, and
who
all
says
they were
mother?
They were basically asking questions saying, when are we going to be able to see the full movie? Because they've been asking me when it's going to be a full season one movie that the family could see. And I said, right now we have the website coming, and I accidentally said we have the PayPal. And that got them saying, well, you have a PayPal? And I was like, oh, yeah, that. Just for the future, just so we have it. And she was like, well, we should get that set up for you anyway. I thought she was going to say, no way in hell are you going to have a PayPal. She wants to help me set up the PayPal. And not only that, get an official LLC business license for pretty cheap. So we'll literally be an actual business. Oddballs Productions. God. We'll Sweet. Be so official.
Nice.
I looked it up. We will be the first people... to make a official company in over 7 years based on machinima and based on video game culture. 7 years. It's the last people that did it were IIC. They used to do machinima at, I believe, their college, and they didn't do it scripted. It was all filmed ahead. It was all filmed at this improv, basically live machinima. I've seen a video of it. It was really weird. Really weird. It was basically interactive, saying, what do you want him to say? Tell him to fuck off. Fuck off. And then it just... basically, the audience interacts with the episode.
That's pretty funny.
It was pretty freaking cool. But we are going to be an official LLC. Official company. Copyright. Meaning no one will be able to steal our videos or steal the goddamn... I say steal the videos because someone already stole our video, like, twice.
Really?
It's the same guy. It's the fucking same guy.
Really? And he did it again.
Yeah, he did it again, and I reported him again, and YouTube is not getting off their fat ass to do something about it.
What does anyone do anything like that?
I don't know. It's like people like stealing people's other people's works and calling it their own, because
I
guess it's easy saying. It's some guy that does 69 at the end of his name. All I know is he has 69 at the end of his name.
Must be a cool guy.
Probably like Pussy Destroyer 69.
Oh, man. That's a cool guy right there.
God. I already sent, dear God in Christ.
That's
I
right,
already sent,
sorry, I had to say it.
I already sent him a message the first time he stole a video saying, you're our first person to steal a video. Congratulations, you get our official douchebag award. And that basically, I just gave him that with a smiley face. I didn't get anything back, so he just stole another video recently a few days ago. It was episode, I believe, 7. And I have to look. Yeah, I think it's episode 7. The goddamn Tank won it. The one where he Scoots blows them both up.
Was I in that episode?
No, but you've seen it.
Chris.
Oh, it's okay.
About
it can be stolen. So I was not in it.
You should have immediately went to Paint, made a little award, and wrote douchebag on it and sent it to him.
That would have been perfect. If I had his goddamn... I wish I had an address and I could make a physical painted award.
God,
saying,
that would
number
been
one.
If he had his address, I would go over there with a bunch of people and have bats and start beating the shit out of him and say,
it was like
your fucking video, huh?
Well,
you want to steal
my,
it?
I'll send my rolling gang of Tom Brokaws to their house. Looks like yes. Someone's a little lost.
Chris sends the award. Beat. Like a few days later, hears a doorbell ring, comes downstairs, opens the door. Are you Chris Conklin? Who's asking? We're gonna beat the hell out of him. No, he's next door.
It goes like, yeah, it's gonna be like that fucking, you know that Trace of Horror, The Simpsons, where Homer
yes.
stole that giant donut and the guy came to life? And basically the guy knocked, the statue knocks on his door going like, oh, I think Flanders has the donut. And then he comes, you hear Flanders' house get smashed, he opens the door again, you see Flanders run by going like, save me, Lord! It goes like, oh yeah, not Flanders, I think it was Moe. Go kill Mo.
It was Mo.
And it was just, I love that. So I'd probably say something along the lines of, oh, you're in the wrong state. Chris Conklin lives in New Jersey. 111 Atlantic Ave. This is Connecticut. You got the wrong state entirely. Classic mistake. They end up in an empty house. It's cold. It's the house, we went to my house to like pick up some things. The house was colder than outside.
Oh, God.
Wow.
The house was below 30.
Chris, put a camera in there by the front door and see who tries to break in.
My dad goes there every day. He has neighbors watching in case some crackhead, ghetto, rat, bastard, assholes, go in there to try to, like, steal our TVs and, well, all the TVs are gone, but, like, attics, basically. Like, since we have a crack house that cops won't do anything about, just saying, because they want to catch the main drug dealer, because they never stop the little man, because they're assholes. Thanks, cops, like, letting the crackheads stay on my street, or old street, and they basically were there, you saw people come and go, and it was a crack house, they were dealing crack, you could just see it. It was nice. Basically like having a giant sign on their house saying, the sign on their house said, free haircuts.
I just found my new supplier.
God.
Oh my God.
Damn it, it's a greenhouse, and it says free haircuts on the front, in a cardboard sign. Free haircuts.
Like free haircuts?
Free haircuts. You go in, a guy comes out with a bag. And I go, like,
oh,
yeah, a guy goes into a haircut place that is conveniently
he wanted
a house.
To keep his hair with him. It was sentimental. It's,
when I went to, I was in New Haven, and we saw this van. And it looked like an ice cream van. And we were in the ghettoest place ever for my cousin's.
Please tell me you didn't want ice cream.
It was in the ghettoest place ever for my cousin's. Basically graduating from his fireman academy, and it was a van, a white van with you know those old barber spin things that spin in the front they used to have.
It had that
on the van, and it was like a white van colored in paint. It said haircuts $10. And
what?
Did it have ASNAS?
AS!
Oh my God.
And people walked into the van, and you see people walk out with a bag. And it's the same thing. You see people walk out with a bag. And my dad looked over and was like, yeah, all right, yeah. People take their hair home with them. That's normal. And then we're looking, and you get dirty look. The guy just looks in the car and just does like a mean look, like the fuck you looking at.
No and cops looking at it or anything.
Anthony, this is the ghettoest place ever. This is worse than Camden.
Oh dear God.
It's like off the borders of New Haven. It's it was worse than Camden. And if you guys know how bad Camden is,
it's terrible.
Yeah. That's scary.
My brother had to take a field trip to Camden once. Aquarium. The teachers actually sent students to Camden.
Why?
Teachers are like, yeah, you kids run along. We'll stay here on the bus where it's safe.
Apparently my brothers and his friends played a game saying, see how many crack whores and strip clubs you could see before a black man appears. he said the streak was 2 strip clubs, 3 crack whores, and then a black guy with a baseball bat here.
Damn.
I don't know what they're doing with a baseball bat, man. It's in an alleyway, so my guess is he's beating up a hooker. It's Camden.
She probably robbed him or something, man.
Most likely. Or going like, hey, you don't have my money? You know, like, I gave you
your money.
Heroin. Or whatever the hell crack whore
is. I gave you your haircut, quote-unquote.
Haircut? It's it's like the mafia when they, like, try to have, like, a fake store going, like, what would you like? I like a bunny. What kind of bunny?
Bunny.
A semi-automatic bunny or a handheld bunny? Whichever bunny you think is good for shooting a guy in the head. You guys know where that's from?
I love that.
Come on.
Family Guy.
Should have guessed.
Family Guy.
Yeah, I just love it. Hey, where's the Don? The Don, there is no such thing as the Don. You know, the captain of the mafia. What is the mafia? The sign says, shut the fuck up, you stupid fat ass. Now get the asterisk, percent, ampersand out of here, you sob. What's a sob? Smacks with the sign.
Yes.
I just love that. And let's transition out of whatever the hell we were talking about, crack horse, to Sonic Blast. Anthony watched the trailer. He saw the redesigns. I saw the redesigns. God. Sonic the Hedgehog is getting another next-gen.
Knuckles has the biggest fucking chest
ever. Did you guys see?
I'm about to look this up real quick.
Look it up.
I gotta
look it up.
Do it.
Look how big Knuckles is.
God,
it's like, Knuckles is like, bro,
what,
dude.
Sonic Dash?
No, Sonic Blast.
Blast.
Yeah, it's brand new. There's going to be video games, a CGI TV show for kids. I saw the trailer for the TV show. Of course, it's really, really little kid humor. So it's the...
Oh, God.
Has all those jokes in it. It can't be a little gritty like the old Sonic cartoons. Why can't they bring those back? I don't know. Blame Sega, but that's just my rant. But if you look it up, look how big Knuckles is. Look at Knuckles.
See, yeah, I don't understand how he's that. I don't understand.
It's like,
he's that.
Seriously, it's like I've seen so many memes of bro. Do you even lift with Knuckles' new design? It basically they changed Knuckles the Echidna to Muscles the Echidna. And
it's what's it called again? Sonic Blast.
And
Tails is fucking goggles now.
Sonic Blast. Look at the redesigns. They took away. I've seen the trailer. Amy's voice sounds like she's been smoking, and oh my god, it hurts. From what I've seen, I guess they still have all their iconic things. Like, Tails is still probably worthless. Knuckles still has his gloves. Sonic still has his red shoes, and Amy still has her hammer. So they kept their iconic things.
Oh, Tails is worthless, has goggles now, to be even more worthless.
Tails is worthless, but has goggles and a wrench in his pocket. My god.
Fucks good with the wrench.
I don't know what he needs a wrench for. Isn't he a pilot? Or just... I don't know what they did with Tails' backstory over the years.
He flies his fucking Tails.
Oh my god. Why does he fly a plane if he could fly?
I never understood that.
He's just virtually worthless.
He is. You ever play the old Sonic games with him? He doesn't do shit.
He dies on screen.
He's so worthless.
It's when you play co-op and you have like, if you're Tails, you're gonna have a bad time.
Because remember we played that co-op, me and you? God, Tails, I was Tails, so worthless.
Yes, you kept, I kept leaving you in the dust, you kept bumping into shit.
Spikes. I tried flying. What the fuck is this? I float to the, like, oh, my feet get off the ground a little bit. Is this Tails flying?
Oh my god. But tell me when you guys have seen the redesigns. Tell me what you think.
It is terrible.
Can't seem to find it.
Look up Sonic Blast redesigns.
Redesigns.
Or is it Sonic Blast? Hold on, let me just check here.
I'm finding all these old things.
It's Sonic Blast?
I think it's Sonic Boom.
Sonic Dash is a DS game.
Let's see. I'm looking up Sonic Blast.
I'm finding all the older games of Sonic.
Sonic Boom! Motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's Sonic Boom.
Oh, alright.
Look up Sonic Boom.
Yeah, I'm like, Sonic Blast. Alright, here we go. I found it.
Sonic Blast is like that pinball game.
Oh, yeah, Chris. What are they going to do with Shadow? Shadow's new appearance now.
Oh, God, they better not bring back Shadow. He was so emo, was hurt. It's like, original the character, do not steal. I loved that.
That was hilarious.
Remember that, the parody video where Tails...
Yeah, that was the best.
When I was born with these two freakishly long arms, I still have handled my humanity. Grab on! It's like cracking its bones.
Wonder if they're gonna bring back Eggman too.
Eggman, yeah, they're still calling him Eggman.
Oh,
I guess they,
my God.
Yep. Knuckles, do you even lift?
Knuckles is retarded.
Do you even lift?
Right?
What happened to his hands?
I don't even know.
Weren't his hands like three times the size of everyone's head?
Does Amy look like a stripper?
I gotta check that out.
She does.
She looks like a stripper. Like a Taiwanese stripper. If I may quote last week, she sounds like the Full Metal, the Full Metal Jacket. I'm fucking gonna say Alchemist. Fuck you, Tim, and your anime. Full Metal Jacket with the don't shush me. With the Full Metal Jacket with the Taiwanese sucky 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 act. And I swear that's what she looks like.
Oh God,
it's awful. It's I guess they took away her '80s safety dance. Rubber dress,
me brain right?
Cancer, I don't know.
It's giving me a brain tumor.
God, it's like. What is that bandana? What is that bandana they gave Sonic? What is that? Is that to make him look
bandana?
Like a thug?
Where's his bandana? I gotta see. Oh wait, the one around his. He's being Fred from freaking Scooby Doo. Man, calm down.
That's not Fred. What, Fred had
an
ascot.
Yeah.
Fred had an ascot. Because Fred was rocking the swag, like he was getting all the ladies. Like Daphne was in his, he was in Daphne 24/7.
Oh, definitely.
No, it's like Scooby, Shaggy, Velma. You go upstairs while me and Daphne check out the bedrooms.
No, well, Fred was always going with Velma and Daphne, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's like turned Velma. No wonder Velma's so edgy in the new cartoon. Have you guys seen Velma in the new cartoons?
She's like a man.
Oh yeah, she's
like a man.
She's trying so hard to get with Shaggy, man.
She looks like I swear she's acting like a slut.
Yeah,
right.
She's trying so hard.
She caught the whore.
She caught the disease.
Yeah, I guess they want to pair Shaggy with someone, but you know he's a stoner who eats dog food
just
with
all
a stuffed dog. So,
right?
I always wondered, are they? Does Scooby really talk, or are they all just? So stoned out of their mind that they're just hearing the dog talk. Because I saw some old Scooby-Doo episodes. I've only seen the gang talk about Scooby talking.
I remember when the police people come, they just nod.
Acknowledge he's talking. They don't, say anything about he's talking. I think they're stoned. I just think they're stoned the whole time. And obviously, I even think that they're just... in a van riding around, basically being psychopaths. It's going, get out of our town. He's a ghost! Slams him with a bat. Get him! Kicks the shit out of him. Take that, you fucking faggot. Oh my God.
Out of my town, you piece of shit.
Welcome to Ponyville, faggot. I love that. That's
the
best. But yeah, you see in the redesigns, it's just, my God.
It's god-awful.
An abortion.
Timeout.
And we're going to swing there to, you know what? Fuck it. Let's swing to the monster.
Let's swing to the bar.
Last week we made a podcast challenge.
I was looking for a moment to make him stop.
Say,
I'm like, I gotta take a piss, dude. Wait.
And we're back. So, what's up, guys? We're back at,
are you editing
that was an intermission that we just had. A 2-second intermission.
Yep.
And, won't hear the intermission. Actually, raw and uncut? No. I'll edit it.
Sounds in the background.
You should put some of our conversation from that intermission in the end.
3:20. And now we're really back. What's up? All right. So, where were we? We were talking about... Oh, yeah. Monsters. Last week, we did a challenge. And the challenge was create a monster that can be made into a movie... create a monster that has rules to it and basic rules that people can understand and create a monster that can be killed. Now, I've created one. Anthony, John, and Garrett here have created one. So, Anthony, you're going to go first. What is your monster?
Yes. All right, let me get to it. I've it written down.
I hear the crinkling of the paper.
No, that's me. That was me looking at something for homework.
Monster, like a little bat monster. Alright, I wrote it. Vampire-like teeth, blood oozing out of the mouth.
Alright, love it.
6 feet tall.
6 feet tall, alright.
Eats little children.
Yeah, of course. Alright, that works.
Is immortal. Only thing to kill it is to rip
out
its fangs. No, yeah, you can only kill him by ripping out his fangs, then he explodes.
Okay, simple. So, what are
yep.
what are the rules to this monster, Ant?
Alright. He has sharp, poisonous claws, can fly with his huge bat wings that are dark blue, looks like a big, tough guy with a bloody head and a mouth with claws, and has cat legs with little paws. The paws kill everything it steps on. It's the softest monster ever. He's all dark blue and bloody red eyes. He's bloody and red. He has cyan eyes and can see in the dark and can breathe underwater with his gills on his neck. He can breathe out of the water, too.
Gills?
Yeah, he has. He can breathe out of the water, too.
Alright.
His breath... He breathes fire, spits acid blood out of his mouth.
Oh my god. Stop.
His name is the Bloody Crusader.
Okay,
what is this monster based on?
What movie monsters do you take inspiration from with this monster you created?
Oh god.
Vampires, basically.
Okay. Anthony has vampires, and very well, Anthony. Is that all you want to say with your monster?
Oh, here's just the end. He loves to watch the whole world burn. And he loves to burn villages and towns to the ground.
Some men just want to watch the whole world burn.
Wow, yeah, Chris, him. Kill yourself. No, I can't do it.
All right, so we're going to switch it over. I'm going to categorize your horror, Ant. Ant, your horror basically, your monster would be in a torture porn gore horror movie.
Porn.
Be awesome.
All right, so Anthony, why would this be a movie? Why would we sit down and watch this?
Why wouldn't
you? It would scare the shit out of you, and we'd just go to towns and kill it.
So would it be a bunch of jump scares, or?
A little bit jump scares. Like, in the beginning, you'd be like, oh, you see a little girl. What the fuck? Monsters that know her eats it. You're just like.
Oh, so okay, you're going for shock and jump scares.
Yep.
Okay, so I guess if someone likes torture porn and gory movies, they'll go see your movie. And is this rated R?
Yep.
This is my kind of movie right
now. Illegal in seven countries.
Now, is this monster going to kill teenagers while they have sex?
Damn.
It could if it wants to.
It's a rule of horror movies. Okay, so let's move on to Milk Tits, Garrett. So, Garrett, what is your monster? And
my
how
monster?
Be in a movie?
It was basically, I thought of something like a bug type thing. And it's just, it starts out as, like, this little monster who's about maybe, like, 10 feet tall. He has, like, claws on his arms that just, like, he has, like, pincers kind of things where he sticks them out and they, like, retract, like, Scyther. You know, like, Pokemon?
Yeah,
kind of like that. Pokemon. And, he has this really hard outer shell. And it can't be pierced by anything but, like, a laser.
Alright, so this is a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, so, basically... The only way to kill it is to kill it by shooting it in the head with the laser, kill its brain. But the trick is, if you cut off its arms or any limbs, that arm or whatever grows back, and whatever you cut off grows a new body, so he splits into two and shrinks a little.
Oh.
But when he eats shit, he grows a foot taller with everything he eats.
Now,
depending on how big it is.
When it splits, I have some questions, follow-up questions on this.
Yes.
When it splits, do both of them grow up to be bigger versions of that monster, or does one die off and the original goes to hide to heal?
No, they both grow up
it's
separately.
The starfish
They're perfectly
effect.
Normal.
Come on.
Yeah, it's the starfish effect. If you cut it down the middle,
how would
spawn.
One stop this entirely? Would there be a to trap it?
You'd have to basically... Yeah, you could trap it somehow, but you'd have to, you'd have to use some kind of really powerful trap with it, because it could probably eat through anything.
Okay, so, what were your inspirations from this?
You know, I was thinking of, like, Pokemon, and I was thinking, like, you know, Scyther Claws, and, like, I thought of just... I was playing a game of League when I thought it, cause I was playing the guy Kha'Zix, who's the bug monster.
Alright.
So, I just thought of, like, a bug who could just grow, eat shit, and then just split apart.
Okay, so, if I'm gonna rank your horror here, I would say this is, science fiction type, horror, so this is, based in the distant future, because lasers, of course.
Yeah.
And, I would imagine, would this monster, say, attack a military group, or would it attack civilians in an isolated area?
He'd probably go, like, civilians, most likely.
Ah, sci-fi's...
Yeah. Garrett, what color is it?
He changes colors depending on his surroundings.
Oh.
He's like a chameleon.
Oh, like a chameleon.
Yeah, he's like a chameleon kind of thing.
Okay, so this is basically like a science fiction type monster. It's an asexual breeder is what you're saying. And it has a chameleon-like camo effect.
Yeah.
And it also has a starfish.
Yeah, he's got that starfish effect.
And basically, if I would say, if I were watching a movie, I would see these humans, basically these civilians, realize that they can't stop this monster by just shooting it and killing it. They have to trap it and basically annihilate it.
Yeah, they have to just kill it, right? They have to fucking destroy that bitch.
All right, yeah, I like it. It's killable. I feel like I could watch this as a movie. I like it. All right, let's go to Jonathan.
I don't have as much details as everyone else does, but I have a basic concept.
Wing it.
So my monster is going to be biomechanic.
Biomechanical. So would this be science fiction, distant future, or here?
Science fiction-ish, yeah.
Cool.
It has the ability to absorb any tech it comes in contact with and apply it to its own body.
Mm. All right.
That's cool.
So if it absorbs a dishwasher, it becomes a dishwasher.
No.
Well, like Rodom?
I mean, yes, if it wanted to. If it wanted to.
All right.
Continue.
It's extremely sensitive to heat, but not cold, because the planet they come from is an ice planet.
So
if it walks into the desert on accident, it's fucked.
So basically, yes. if it was a movie, if it's suspenseful, winter is just starting, and this monster comes right in.
Exactly.
It's
be perfect.
Like the weather person says something like, "We are gonna have the harshest winter on our planet," or we are going. It's like a 50-50 saying. They're fucked. It could be like a harsh winter, or the sun could pop out. So it's like their audience is on the edge, going like, if it's a harsh winter, they're all dead. Yeah. If they'll have a chance if the sun comes up. I like it.
Their objective is to become a perfect species in every way, and that's why they're adapting at technology
perfection.
To themselves.
All right.
Yeah.
So if they're a perfect species, my guess is they wouldn't. They wouldn't basically say mankind's emotions are a good thing to have on them if they want the perfect species.
Yeah,
emotions would probably falter it.
Yeah, if I thought about this monster, if I thought of like something like this, I would my thinking would lead to it would absorb anything like technology wise. So I'm immediately thinking, yo, tentacle monster, like it's absorbing all the dildos in the world. It's like, yo,
oh my god.
But I could.
Thank you, welcome, John.
I could see this as a movie. It's I could definitely see this as a movie, a science fiction movie. I would see, I see, Garrett's as his would be suspense science fiction.
While
Jonathan, I would see yours to be more of a action horror science fiction. If this monster's doing a lot of things,
yeah.
All right, so. Cool. Would it be military personnel or civilian?
Military. It would be.
Ooh, fucking jack those rockets.
That would
shit,
make
man.
A cool movie.
Iron Man suit, yeah. Man. Jesus.
Military outpost. Those things.
You guys are fucked. If he absorbs that Iron Man technology.
Two guys just talking, going like, "Do you think it's out there?" All of a sudden, just rocket. Like, nope. Not going out there, but that it's. I could see this. Like I could see the suspense. I could see some silent moments where you don't know it's coming, and that sounds awesome.
Chris,
all right.
It absorbs the Jericho missiles.
Oh,
and Chris, what's yours?
Mine is. Let me pull it up here. Mine is a breeder, like a hive mind sort of thing. It's called a splitter, and it's my
so
horror
fucks
type.
Its victims and gets them pregnant.
No,
no. Yes, just,
that's.
Yes.
That's a spermer. A splitter. A splitter is basically like a hive mind, sort of. So it's a swarm. This is a swarm that all connect telepathically.
Does it have like a base?
No base. It's just they're universally around the world.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So they have no central hive. They just
they have no central hive.
Like,
so they cannot
connect mind.
You cannot destroy them via taking out a hive.
Oh, that's
like,
fucking cool.
Yeah. And it's basically, it's, the splitter, what it is I'm not gore horror, this isn't really science fiction, this could happen, and mine's more based on today's age. What could happen today's age, and it's a psychological paranoia thriller, because it's more psychological horror. Basically, the, a cross between a parasite and a shapeshifter. The splitter doesn't eat brains, it doesn't rip you to shreds, it won't cause an apocalypse. It's more, it won't, it, like, just, the monster, the splitter, it's a hive mind brought together with telepathy, so they don't have to talk at all. You don't hear its actual voice. You only hear when it's in, like, a shapeshift. When it shapeshifts, it changes its voice. Mm. Its goal is to replace humans and fracture their minds. Basically, its goal is to... the rules of it is it wants to fracture your mind so you can't fight back when it's trying to consume control. And I'll get to that in a minute. So basically it's trying to force you to have split personality disorder so you don't know what's real anymore. What it is they go mostly for small town around the world, small towns, small villages, so they won't be noticed. It won't, like, cause an apocalypse. Since it's in today's age, they study human behavior. They know about everyone's fixation on zombies and the apocalypse, and they know what not to do and how to be careful. So they're smart. They're like a smart type of monster. And it basically is, its rule is, it's a vampire rule. You know how a vampire cannot be invited into your house unless you invite them in?
Yes.
The splitter, it will not be able to go take over your brain and consume you unless you allow it to. You have to invite it into your brain. It could cheat. It could cheat it. It could use mankind's weakness to many things with its shape-shifting abilities, of course.
Seductive.
Yeah, I would imagine in a horror movie there would be a seduction scene. But yeah, it could use basically mankind's weakness against it to cheat it to get into the mind. Once it gets into your mind, you have a total of 3 days to kill it in your head. The only way to kill it is if someone's consumed you and they assume direct control and the 3 days have passed and you're dead, you're gone. The only way to kill them is you have to actually kill them. They're not immortal. They're not invincible. They're just assuming control of you to replace you. So your friend or your family would have to shoot basically you in the head. They would have a bullet to the brain, the good old-fashioned bullet to the head is all that will kill it. Good old-fashioned just killing, like a regular human. It could die like a regular human.
Oh, nice.
Doesn't have special powers, no special talons, well, shape-shifting, but once it's assumed control of you, it doesn't have inhuman strength, it's basically pretty normal where people wouldn't notice a change. And the 3 days that happen, it's day one. It goes down the list when you're being controlled. You suffer from nosebleeds, hallucinations, extended dream sequences, likes of that. Day two is you'll start noticing splitters who have assumed control of people around you. Like, your best friend could be a splitter and you wouldn't even be able to know it until you are being consumed yourself. And your friends will ignore you because they know you're still being consumed. So they'll ignore your every word until you're fully consumed. Day three is the last one, most dangerous day. You won't know who you are. The splitter won't know who it is. The splitter basically tricks itself into thinking it's you. So you have no idea if you've already been consumed, if you're the splitter, if you're the human. It's paranoia. Fractures your mind. If you woke up and you don't know who you are and you have no idea if you're a monster, if you have no idea if you're a human, I'm pretty sure people would be scared.
Oh, yeah.
That would freak people out. And the only way to kill it is if you're being controlled, if you're being consumed, before the 3 days are up, if you could find it in your mind and give up your sanity willingly, you could take it down. You could basically kill it, but you will not have your sanity afterwards. You will be insane, schizophrenic for life. You will not come out of it untouched.
You turn into a Joker.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And, yeah, you have to either give up your sanity or a bullet to the head. There's no happy ending here.
I'm pretty sure I'd just kill myself if I find
and
out.
And this horror movie is a homage to... This horror movie is a homage to Alien, because Alien's like a hive mind, and I love Alien. And The Thing, because if you guys have seen The Thing, the paranoia it causes about they have no idea who is who or who's the thing, and it ends up in the end, you have no idea if the thing was even there after the first few kills. So, paranoia kills us more than... I guess fear and paranoia are the main villain here. And that is my monster. So, what do you guys think?
I like it.
Chris, will your monster be shown?
I like the idea.
Or is it one of those things where they won't show it, your mind has to think of it?
Yeah, it's one of those things where since what we would think is worse than what I would show. If someone showed it in a movie, it would not look as good as what your imagination thinks. You only see it when they're shapeshifters. When they shapeshift, you only see it. That's the only time you'll be able to see a splitter. And, yeah, I would think it would be psychological thriller. I don't know about what you guys think, but psychological horror, yeah. Suspense.
Yeah, I could just, like, thinking of, like, what I'm imagining, like, what it would actually look like. It's something like plankton from SpongeBob, like something really small that'll like sneak up behind you and like just like come up, like you won't even notice, like it climbing on your back or something.
Yeah, it comes from, like the shadows. Yeah.
Here's a bonus though, it is fucked up. This is really fucked up. Sometimes splitters will consume a whole town and leave a group of people untouched, unconsumed. So they have to live the rest of their life. Basically, knowing everyone they know is consumed, no one will listen to them, and the paranoia of they're about to be controlled, or the paranoia about they're about to be consumed, basically kills them. So, splitters have, basically, their form of entertainment is to watch people lose their minds. That's their entertainment. It's fucked up, but it's, I would think, I don't like happy endings in horror movies. It's a horror movie. You're supposed to not win. Yeah. And you can't win. You either lose your sanity or you're bullet to the head. There's no happy ending. But, so, I guess since we explained all our monsters, which one out of all of us do you think would be work the best for a movie?
Like, I don't know.
If you think it's yourself, you could say you think your monster is better. But I explain. Have
two.
All right, Anthony, what are your two?
Chris's and mine. Because Chris's can work a great one, but you never see it, and it would just, like, everyone would go insane, and it'd be awesome to see.
It'd yeah, really a nice cool paranoia movie.
Mine would just be random civilians just start dying, and villagers start burning to the ground. And no one knows who it is. Until the very end, where it takes over lots of stuff, and you see the face, and you hear demonic screaming, and...
Oh, my... Where do you think you would fall? Future, past, present?
Past.
Ooh. Oh, so like what would be cool if your monster was in Victorian style England, or like basically Victorian style era.
In like the 1800s, that's what I'm thinking.
The unknown is still very feared religiously.
Yeah.
That would be cool. I'd watch
really
that.
Cool. I think I'd watch that.
Like it would start out saying, "Oh, a church is on fire." And everyone would be like, "What is that?" And then certain people die from it. And
Here's one thing. I would watch it if yours movie's in the past. I wouldn't watch your movie. It's in the future. It wouldn't work in the present, and it wouldn't work in a future. But the past, a Victorian style monster movie, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it'd be cool because they don't make much like that anymore. It's always in the future now.
If someone releases a Victorian style horror movie, I will go see it.
Right. Yours would work in the future. That's why I like yours would work in the future or present. It would be any of that, and it would just be great to watch because it would just drive people insane.
Yeah, paranoia kills more than it should.
And it could. And you know how it could start? It could be like, it couldn't even, the monster was never real to begin with. Someone just imagined it and caused it.
Yeah, really, that's how it could end up. It's just like, the monster wasn't even real. Everyone just thought about it.
The placebo effect.
Exactly. Yep. I really like John's, to be honest. His was really good. I like
John's for a future movie would be very awesome.
I really like
awesome.
The thought of a monster sucking up technology and absorbing it into itself just to use it against you.
Yeah, that is pretty. That is awesome. So, Jonathan, what do you think is the best one out of
everything? I'd have to say Chris's, because I like the idea of, like, this thing that no one knows what's happening and can stop it is just converting people.
Yeah, it's there's so many movies out there where it's like, it's the end of the world, it's an apocalypse, the whole world's ending. It's
not
gonna happen like that. It's normal day life. So people are in the office, people are drinking coffee, it's a normal day, but more is happening behind closed doors than is let on. And yeah, that's basically more, seeing a horror movie where you could basically say, that can happen anywhere. Like, that's regular day life. It could basically... The fear of the unknown. That's basically what it is. Now, our final consensus, we're going to rank each other's movies from top to bottom, 1 to 4. Who do you think should get the fourth spot? This is the last one is not. I'm not saying it means.
Oh God, I just dropped
it.
That.
I'm not saying it means your last place. It means horror wise, movie wise, and the rule wise. Where do you think you should fit?
I don't know. Oh, I don't even
like
know.
Least
scariest.
That's
too much to ask.
Not least scariest, as in the what people would go to see the movie of. What do you think's more likely? Who do you think should get the last number four? All right, I guess since no one's gonna say it first.
You go, Chris.
I guess I would say it's between Anthony and Gares.
Yeah, sounds about right.
How mine? It's Victorian.
Anthony, yes, Victorian, that's awesome. But I'm talking about rule-wise and what people would want to see movie-wise. It's Victorian is so fresh, so good of an idea that people wouldn't be used to the fresh idea immediately.
Mm.
Well, Garrett, your monster is a good science fiction movie, but a lot of sci-fi movies get a bad rap for copying the big guys, Alien,
Godzilla and all that shit.
Yeah, so here's what I would say. Number four, I would say, Garrett. I'm sorry
Brendan
to say, I think
here,
Garrett. Number
three. He doesn't give a fuck about us.
Number three,
right and say it.
Anthony, I think you come in number three.
All right, that's good enough.
Now, John, between you and me, who should get
one,
who should get two?
What
do you guys think, Anthony?
I say Chris.
Chris. But...
All right. I can see why. People would see the movie. It's a good idea, a nice fresh idea, and it's a monster. It's a monster which the rules are pretty simple. It's the rules to kill it are simple, and it's a bittersweet, unhappy ending. I think
a lot
of people like that.
Depends on the person too, the critics who would rate it.
I definitely see that, but. All right, so I believe it goes number one, me, number two, John, number three, Anthony, and number four, Garrett. Are you guys okay with this?
I am A-okay, you fuckers.
You try harder next time. All right, and that was the podcast challenge. Let's see. We have room for one more thing. Last thing is a segment, and this segment is I created Anthony... knows about this, and it's called Cringe Factory.
What?
And Cringe Factory is a segment on the podcast where we're going to talk about a show, or a movie series, and ask questions about it, which you guys would have no earthly idea about as hardcore fans would. So say, for example, if you had anime questions and asked me, I probably would make you cringe, but with my answers.
Oh God!
Damn, you should have told us. I would have prepared questions.
No, I have them right here. This segment one is you guys can. We'll do anime next week. You guys can prepare anime questions for whoever you think doesn't know more about anime. I would assume me. I don't know jack shit.
Yeah.
So Anthony Anthony can't participate in this week because it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yo! I loved that.
Me and Anthony are the biggest fans known to man of pirates.
I don't remember jack shit about that.
Yeah, no.
And let's. Let's start the questions. Anthony, you can't smile, you can't, chuckle. You gotta save the parade of insults for the end.
To the end of the question or the end completely?
The end completely.
Damn it.
All right,
Anthony, don't laugh at me.
All right, guys, question one. How does one become captain of the Flying Dutchman? Garrett.
You gotta kill the original captain, and you gotta cut your heart out and put it in the chest.
All right. John.
Yeah, that's about it. You kill the Dutchman, and then you stick your heart inside the chest.
All right. Yep. Very close. I like it. All right.
Damn.
Number two. Which is one of the two ways to gain immortality in the pirate universe? Name one or name two?
I can name one. Being the Flying Dutchman.
All right.
Being
Garrett?
A crew of the Pirates Dutchman. What's the second one? Oh, fuck me. The Fountain of Youth.
Nice, very good.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to move on to question number three. Who is the current captain of the Flying Dutchman?
It's Will Turner.
All right, nice. John?
What?
Who is the current captain of the Flying Dutchman?
I wasn't paying attention.
You have to say the name.
I didn't hear the name. I don't know his name. I don't know names.
Okay.
Calm down.
Guess.
You're lucky. I don't know your name. William something?
All right.
You're lucky. I know your name,
Will,
okay?
Willie. All right, give me a last name. William. You can guess the last name for all I care. William who?
Smith.
God, I can't hear you if you didn't realize. Whispering doesn't help. I don't know. I'm just going to say William.
You have to give me a last
name, Chris.
Just say one.
Bootstrap.
Conklin, there. There, Chris.
William Conklin. All right. Okay. I guess my father was in pirates. So, next question, number four. Why can't you be brought back from the dead from Davy Jones' locker?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You have to give an answer.
No.
Yes, but you have to give an answer.
Because your soul is gone or some shit. I don't know.
Okay, Garrett, your soul's gone. That's your answer. John, your answer.
Because you belong to Davy Jones at that point?
All right. Yeah, I'll take that. Okay.
Wow.
Number five. What is the word you use when pirates are attempting to kill you? What is the loophole? No. What is the loophole basically saying when pirates are about to
parlay
Elizabeth?
Shut up, all right, Garrett.
John,
you didn't even finish the question. Garrett's just yelling in the middle of the question.
The question basically, he gave his answer, but the question is
yo
basically,
ho, yo
what
ho.
Is the loop? What do people say when they're about to be killed by a pirate in the Pirates universe?
They say, fuck off, I'm a pirate.
Okay, that's your answer. John.
What? No, that was not my answer, fuck you.
What's your answer, John? I mean, Garrett.
Parlay.
Okay, John, yours.
Damn, I wish I watched these movies more. I don't know. Something about the pirate code, maybe? I don't know.
Say something.
Yes,
anything.
Something has to do with the pirate code. I don't know, dude. What do you want?
Holy shit, how's that too specific? A word. Just say a word. A word. It's a phrase. Just say a word.
It's dick.
Garrett, you already gave your answer. John, what's your answer?
Die? I'll say that because you're really just annoying to me.
Die. Number six. What is the loophole used by pirates who break the code?
I don't even know.
Garrett.
Fuck me. I don't fucking.
Well, let me rephrase it. Why can pirates break their own code?
Oh shit! I remember hearing about this. I just don't remember it. Because
they're pirates. I don't fucking know.
Isn't that part of the code that pirates can break their own code? That's gonna pull.
I'll take that.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
I don't care.
Just cause they're pirates and they're like they don't give a shit.
I'll take it. All right, number seven. This is the last bonus big question. This decides basically the tamales here.
The million point question.
Who are the captains of the Black Pearl? Name as many as you can.
Captain Jack Sparrow, what's his face? Barbossa,
those are the only two I know.
Fuck.
Jack Sparrow and Barbossa.
Wasn't Will Turner a captain at one point? Elizabeth was a captain
at
one point.
Fuck you, guy.
That black chick, I don't know her name. that's five.
Okay, that's five.
Well,
John.
I only knew two of them, so I'm not gonna take Garrett. I knew.
Okay, if you knew two of them, what were they?
And Barbossa, the only two I actually knew.
Okay, so that concludes Cringe Factory. We are gonna go over the answers, the actual answers now. And Anthony, you'll when I say laugh, you are able to do what you want.
Now?
Okay,
it's my job.
Now. the answer to number one was I'm taking the answer for you. It's pierce the heart of the current captain. You don't have to put it into the chest. That's not a rule. Oh. You just have to pierce the heart. But I will take your answers anyway because you were very close. Number two, the two ways to gain immortality. It was actually you guys got a bonus one. There were three ways because you guys said
become the Captain
of the Flying Dutchman. I'm losing my words. The other two were Fountain of Youth and the Treasure of Cortez, and one of you said Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, I did.
And, alright, so I'll take that with Garrett. Number three, who is the current Captain of the Flying Dutchman? John said William Conklin. Garrett said Will Turner.
Oh, thank you.
It's Will Turner.
I mean, I didn't know his last name, so...
Oh, you're close.
Shut up.
I mean, so people on the street say I'm like Orlando Bloom all the time. Man. It's like we're like brothers, separated from birth. And, all right, so number four was why you can't be brought back from the dead from Davy Jones' locker. Garrett, you said something about your soul's gone. John, you said because you belong to Davy Jones. It is because the answer is actually because you're not dead.
Right.
You're trapped.
You are
basically just not dead. That's why Calypso couldn't bring back Jack when he brought back Barbossa at the end of the first movie. Or the second movie, I mean. And number five, Garrett, you got that correct. What is the word you use when pirates attempt to kill you? Parlay. And
die!
John, you said die. Care. So that... Number six, what is the loophole used by pirates to break the code? You both got that wrong. It is, they are merely guidelines. And number seven is, Garrett, you got only two right, and John only got two right. You, Garrett, horribly
Thank
wrong
God,
with your answers. Elizabeth, Will, none of them were captains. Captains are Cutler Beckett, East India Trading Company, Jack Sparrow, Hector Barbossa, and Blackbeard. Damn.
Fuck, I thought about Blackbeard.
And, Anthony, you may laugh.
He's a fucking stupid. Conklin, really? And Garrett, Elizabeth? Oh my god, you're always
targeted. Hey, didn't she pirate the ship? Didn't she captain the ship at one
ask,
point?
Can I ask one question, Chris?
Alright, go ahead. Bonus question for Matt.
how many pieces of eight are there?
Seven.
Nine.
Fucking retarded. Nine. Oh, that was so terrible.
Seven.
Garrett said seven. Nine.
Love it.
He's right, though, I think.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is
Don.
He's right.
Yeah, you're good, Garrett.
I knew it was wrong.
Garrett,
I
can't believe
you
said
so
Elizabeth.
Seven. I was like, yeah.
Garrett, that was terrible.
Join us next week. We are done with the podcast. Join us next week for Cringe Factory 2, which will be John and Garrett and Anthony, if he wants to, create anime questions for me. And after that, me and Anthony are doing week three. That'll be a surprise, something to do with the magic and unicorns and such. And,
well,
we're going to
week
gonna
three.
Kill someone now.
We're going to be signing off now. Bye, guys.
Sayonara.
See you, geez.